Hello and welcome to our first finals edition of the Calder Cannons TAC Cup Footy Podcast, The Blast, brought to you by Rams Home Loans and Leader Local Footy. After a weekend off to prepare for a TAC Cup elimination final against Oakley Chargers and the Cannons, excitement has been building at Rams Arena in recent days. Calder finished 7th on the TAC Cup ladder after the home and away season, one game behind the 6th place Chargers. Oakley's record in finals over recent years is the best of any TAC Cup team, with the Chargers having won the past two premierships against Eastern Rangers last year and Calder the year before. The teams only met on one occasion this year back in round 9, when Mohammed Saad inspired the Cannons to an 8-point victory with 7 goals. While this week has been all about the build-up to Saturday's game against Oakley at Box Hill City Oval, we've also got our regular segments Cannons in the Big League and Calder History Lesson on this week's The Blast, as well as a chat with midfielder James Peters. James has been one of the hard luck stories at the Cannons in recent years, with a serious ankle injury suffered early in the 2015 season, limiting him to only 3 games. Invited back to Calder as a top age player this year, Peters has also had to overcome other injury concerns, including a broken jaw and most recently a shoulder problem. But when the Blast spoke to him on Tuesday, there was some hope he could play in this weekend's final, which would be sure to give his Cannons teammates a huge lift.
It's been pretty difficult, to be honest with you. It's been pretty up and down. First, coming back with the ankle, thought I was pretty well prepared, and then started playing some half decent footy, and then unfortunately hurt my jaw. So that wasn't too good, but just sort of trying to stay positive throughout all the rehab. Calder was really sort of kind and just helped me along the way, and then unfortunately did the shoulder again. So
how important is it, like you see out there, the relationship that you have with some of the boys in the squad? How important is that when you're sort of going through the rehab and going through the tough times?
Very, very important, because without those boys, there's just some days where you just don't want to show up, and those boys make it so much easier to come to training and make you do your rehab, so because you just want to come back out there with the boys. So yeah, they're very important.
And your shoulder was your latest injury. Where's that at the moment?
So it's going well. At the start, it was pretty crap, and didn't really think I was going to get back this year. But signs are looking good, and I see the surgeon tomorrow. So hopefully, I get all clear to play this weekend, which is it's really good. It meant a lot, especially to come back and play with the boys, because I've missed a lot of footy this year. It would mean the world to me just to come back and play one more game, or hopefully at 2 or 3. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it'll be good to play.
Yeah. And you must love your footy as well, because plenty of people going through all the injury battles that you have would have thought, oh, it's all just too hard. I can just hang up the boots and move on. But you've kept pushing through and kept persevering and got yourself back here to a point where you might play TAC Cup finals again.
Yeah, well, I've always loved my footy since I was a young age. So I just love my footy, just like a lot of the boys here. So yeah, it'll be good.
Do you feel like, hopefully it's going to be a big test this week, they've got a pretty good finals record, but do you feel like Calder's got the nucleus of a side that can do a bit of damage in finals this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've gelled together pretty well as a group the past couple of weeks, as the results have shown. And I just think finals, anything can happen. And I really think we're a massive chance to knock these guys off and then knock the team off in a few weeks' time. So.
And outside footy, what are you doing yourself at the moment?
I'm just doing a course with Damian Villarosa. It's called Elite with Benny Ronk and Carl Brown. So that's going well. In the mornings, you just do sort of gym work and weights, and then afternoon you do some study. So it's really enjoying that. It's fun.
In this week's Calder History Lesson, we look at the club's record in TAC Cup Grand Finals. The Cannons first reached the season decider back in 2001, claiming a 37-point victory over Bendigo Pioneers with Jordan Barham named best of field. The Cannons played in four of the next five grand finals after that appearance, tasting the ultimate success twice and losing to Eastern Rangers by 1 point in 2002 and Oakley by 27 in 2006. In total, Calder has played in nine TAC Cup grand finals over the past 15 years, which have led to six premierships. The most recent of those was achieved in 2010 when Western Bulldog Mitch Wallace inspired the Cannons to a 58-point win over the Gippsland Power. Calder's six flags is the most of any TAC Cup team, with Northern Knights and Oakley Chargers the next best with four. Hopefully this weekend the boys can take another step toward glory in adding to the trophy cabinet out at Rams Arena. This week's Cannons in the Big League segment looks at a player who has had a profound impact for Essendon in his first year at the Bombers in 2016, James Kelly. The former Cat has unquestionably been one of Calder's top draftees over the past 21 years, selected with pick 17 by Geelong in the 2001 draft. The Rupertswood junior went on to play 273 games with Geelong, and his long list of accolades includes three AFL premierships, an All-Australian jumper, representing Victoria and Australia, and even being nominated for the Rising Star. It'll be interesting to see whether Kelly plays on after a superb year in the red and black, which saw him achieve a high finish in the club's best and fairest count this week. Calder's elimination final against the Oakley Chargers kicks off at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday out at Box Hill City Oval. We hope to see you all there, barracking hard for the mighty Cannons. That's all for this week's edition of The Blast. Be sure to like Calder Cannons Football Club on Facebook or follow us on Twitter for all the latest news out of Rams Arena. Thanks for tuning in.